Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In October 1943, the U.S. Navy tried to make the destroyer escort USS Eldridge completely invisible. Not camouflaged, not blind to radar, but literally unseeable. Word of the attempt at the Philadelphia Naval Yard didn't leak out until after the war. Since then, the so-called Philadelphia experiment has been shrouded in myth, mystery, and the mists of science. You see, the feat does have a basis in physics, including Einstein's quest for a unified theory of relativity and electromagnetism. I stumbled across the Navy's experiment while researching a similar, if more recent, event, Donald Trump's alleged transformation of classified documents. The former president said last week that he could declassify a document, quote, just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it. Well, I searched the use of mental power to transform matter from one state or place or time to another. That took me deep into the fields of quantum physics, optics, telepathy, psychokinesis, and, of course, the Vulcan mind meld. Ask your kids. I won't bother you with details, but powerful brains from Plato to Hannity have long grappled with this question. Trump's declaration merely reignited the debate. Former aides insist his mind is transformative. Legal experts say otherwise. So does science. Consider the psychics who claim to bend spoons or move heavy objects through mental effort. They are routinely unmasked as frauds. Still, history does support the former president. After all, Jesus changed water into wine, the 15th-century Italian preacher Savonarola levitated in his jail cell, the Mets won the 1969 World Series. On the other hand, reports that Melania Trump got a divorce last week by thinking about it remain unconfirmed. As does the Philadelphia experiment. A seaman on the Eldridge wrote in 1955 that it did disappear and materialize 200 miles away, though a few crew members went insane or were left embedded in the ship's hull. His account inspired several books, as well as the 1984 feature film The Philadelphia Experiment with Nancy Allen. Stream it on Tubi. The U.S. government denies the Philadelphia incident ever took place, but a large Navy of skeptics to this day say otherwise. They claim relevant documents were either falsified or, wait for it, classified. Sounds like a job for Donald Trump. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.